Good morning, everyone. We interrupt this Latin American trip by the White House to bring you war in Libya. That kind of was the literal situation for Capitol Hill as it learned of the U.S. and British and French operation against Colonel Gaddafi in Libya, announced by President Obama from Brazil, where he was visiting part of this Latin American trip I referred to a moment ago. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So this week, is the president going to get support from Congress or pushback on this Libyan operation as days unfold? Robert Gates said it's going to be over in a few days, so I sincerely doubt that.
John, he got support at first from the leadership of both parties and then a whole bunch of pushback, which I'm sure will continue this week. Most importantly, got support from the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Many Republicans, if not most, support the establishment of a no-fly zone. In fact, they wanted it much earlier and criticized the president for, if you will, dithering for a couple of weeks when the rebels could have been helped against the brutal thug Gaddafi, as they call him, much earlier. However, statement from John Boehner yesterday issued, interestingly, as the president was speaking from Brazil, giving a speech on human rights where Libya was mentioned only in passing. But as the president was speaking, the speaker releasing a statement saying the administration has a responsibility for the American people and to Congress and to the troops to better explain what America's role is in achieving that mission and make it clear how it will be accomplished.
And that the top line of that Boehner statement is the president is the commander in chief, which
Correct.
Really raises the big issue here.
The big issue is who's in charge.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And that's the real question. And that's one of the questions plaguing Washington. First of all, who is in charge of the effort? Now, we just heard from Colonel Gardner in the last segment, a big question of who's in charge of the effort. The United States is in the lead right now, but does that mean they're in charge? And who's going to be in charge in a week or so? Now, you heard from Admiral Mullen, right, on Face the Nation. Listen, Admiral Mullen.
We command the operation right now, but this is a coalition.
Now, the administration, John, is trying to strike a balance here. They're saying this. Essentially, the French and British run the effort, but that right now, while the no-fly zone is being established, it's the United States that's in charge. And that's led to some confusion in Washington as lawmakers toss around this criticism. Here's Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News on Sunday.
I don't know what finally got the president to act, but I'm very worried that we're taking a back seat rather than a leadership role.
Now, I don't understand. Are they speaking out of both sides of their mouths, the Republicans? On the one hand, we need to be in charge, but on the other hand, we need to go in carefully here. I just don't quite understand. Are they for intervention?
Most are. That Republican there, Senator Lindsey Graham, is very much for intervention and wants the United States in the lead and says, despite what the White House is saying, both from Brazil and from Washington over and over, from the National Security Advisor to the Secretary of State, that they don't think we're enough in the lead.
Right.
They're kind of suggesting forget about the British and the French. Let's get in there.
You know, did you hear Sam Gardner a moment ago saying that this is a civil war? It's tribe versus tribe, that there's really no return address for the opposition at this point. What's Congress's view on that?
This is one of the questions that's knocking around Congress a lot. Now, a lot of people say, look, it couldn't get any worse than Gaddafi, so get him out of there. We'll deal with the rest of it afterward. But there's a lot of concern in Washington about whether we know enough about rebel forces, who they are, and what their loyalties might be. If we help them, who exactly are we helping? Again, the question is, who's in charge on the ground with the rebel forces? Listen to Senator Rand Paul from the right, a Tea Party member who's concerned about who we might be helping in Libya. Here's Rand Paul.
Can somebody in the, you know, anywhere tell me with a surety that the people fighting against Gaddafi are not in favor of radical Islamic government or radical Sharia type government? I don't know that. I'm not sure anybody knows that. I'm not sure anybody even knows who the leaders are. It's not that I don't sympathize with them wanting to overthrow a tyrant.
So, the Congress was basically supportive of President Bush going into Iraq. Obviously, Iraq informs the enthusiasm with which lawmakers are going to back this operation. What's the range of opinion in the GOP?
It does. The Iraq war very much informs this decision. Now, there are a lot of Republicans who are in favor of it. Rand Paul's not. He's on the right, and he's an anti-interventionist, essentially. But the bulk of the Republican Party and many, many Democrats are for it. You mentioned Iraq, John. The big key there is the Congress voted to authorize Iraq.
Right.
They gave, even though it was controversial, the president got his vote. Many in Congress feel like they were barely asked here, that only Congress can declare war, and that the president went off and didn't even really consult with Congress. On this. The Takeaway spoke with Congressman Gerald Nadler from New York yesterday and asked him about some of his criticism of why the Congress wasn't consulted on this operation and what exactly it means. Listen to Nadler here.
There is no constitutional authorization for the president to do what he did. I think what he did was unconstitutional and illegal. I think the president, if he thought this was essential, should have called Congress or asked the leadership to call Congress into session.
Now, Lindsey Graham, yeah, that's right. And there's a group on the left, probably about 20 strong, who feel exactly as Nadler does. There's been even one call from the left for impeachment of the president on this, which nobody's taking terribly seriously. But in terms of the question of authorization, John, Lindsey Graham, who we heard from earlier in the segment, told me the other day that this operation is Barack Obama's call. He's commander in chief, that the president doesn't need Congress here and shouldn't bother waiting for it. Just go on your own. Nadler's not alone in his view, but last evening, Republican Senator John Cornyn, a conservative Republican, seems to agree with Nadler. He tweeted this. He said, on Libya, is Congress going to assert its constitutional role or be a potted plant? That came from John Cornyn.
Well, that range of opinions reflects some of the responses that we've been getting.
Absolutely. People all over the map on this.
This is Chris in Miami. Bush has messed things up for the rest of us. In the past, you know, everybody said that we were looking at going in for humanitarian reasons, and here we have a perfect example of going in for humanitarian reasons. And we could actually affect change in this case.
But here's another answer on the question.
My name is David. I'm calling from Minneapolis. What is it that gives the rebels in Libya the mandate to rule the entire country? And what gives us the right to decide how they're going to determine their future?
Interesting there. That sounds like he's kind of echoing Rand Paul's sentiments that we don't really know who the rebel opposition leaders are.
Those are constituents, Todd. Take them to the lawmakers in Capitol Hill and let us know. And go to the website. We've got responses from New York and Vermont as well. Will you do that for us, Todd?
I would be more than happy to. You know, lots of questions of who's in charge in this operation,
Todd's
both on
Willick,
the ground and in the air.
Our Takeaway Washington correspondent, you can get your voice heard. 8778-MY-TICKER. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Todd.